Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
It's here again! Republic Bank's Deal on Wheels is here again. Get your new vehicle today with up to 100% financing, same day approvals, reduced interest rates, and up to 10 years to repay. Plus, three lucky customers get each win payment of their comprehensive insurance up to $250,000. Don't miss out. Call, come in, or apply online today for the best deal on wheels at
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here, our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost heap or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, it was Kevin and Unique's wedding day, and Aubrey and Rhonda gave Unique advice about the ups and downs she should expect in marriage. When they were alone, Rhonda told her daughter that she regretted bringing Usher into their lives, but Unique assured her that she had forgiven her a long time ago. Coretta and Patsy were at the church and afterward tried to attend the reception, but Divine, who was placed at the door by Dinah, refused them entry on her instructions. When they insisted, Dinah returned and insisted they leave. Right now, Catalina and Myrtle are talking.
We bring the radio to the streets and the streets to the radio.
Well, Catalina, I think Kevin and Unique had the wedding of the year in Murundoy. It was beautiful.
Auntie Myrtle, you better don't talk so quick. Pepper and Simon getting married too. And Sister Patsy claim she and Howard Doris getting married.
Well, we go see.
You ever see this Howard Doris man?
I haven't.
Because I want him if he's real.
Oh yes, he's real. I have seen him driving in and out, but the windows are tinted.
Isn't that illegal?
Well,
anyway, Pepper actually had the nerve to ask me to be in her wedding.
Oh?
I don't understand some people, you know. She really expect me to be happy for her after all I've been through with Simon.
Well, I hope for her sake he has changed.
I doubt it, because...
Expecting somebody?
No.
Come in there. Alexis? What a pleasant surprise.
Hi, Auntie Myrtle.
Alexis?
Hi, Mommy.
Babs, I'm so happy to see you.
Yeah.
Oh, come sit down, sit.
You want anything to drink?
No, I'm okay. Denzel home?
No, he's been going out a lot these days.
Yes, he has a girlfriend I'm still to meet.
Yeah, I know.
You know his who?
He'll tell you when he's ready.
Well, it better be quick. I never forget yourself in no problems.
I agree.
I done warn you already. Be careful of people your children.
Y'all know Denzel is smart and he won't do anything stupid.
Yes, that is true.
But you know what has happened when people's hormones raging out of control. The next thing you know is unwanted pregnancy.
Yeah.
Anyway, that wouldn't be our Denzel.
I'm praying.
So, how have you been, Alexis?
Well,
everything okay?
I have some news.
What is it?
Don't tell me you're leaving the country, Alexis. I ain't ready for your move away yet.
No, it's not that.
Well,
what is it?
I'm pregnant.
Howard Horace Jackson. It has been years.
Mr. Simon De Freitas. Patsy told me that you were in the village. Funny I didn't run into you before.
So, it's true about you and Patsy.
Let's have a drink, man.
How are your parents? When I left this country, you're a boy.
Yeah. Small world, huh? Ma and Pa still holding on. Still going strong.
Yes. Yes, that's nice, man.
Now we both end up in Murundi. I heard you were trying to get onto the village council and so on.
I was, but a lot of things happened, you know.
Patsy fills me in.
I don't mean to insult you, Howard. But you're serious about that woman?
Patsy is a wonderful woman.
Not many people will agree with you.
I have no complaints. Anyway, enough about me. I heard you have yourself a beautiful young thing. A red woman named Pepper.
Yes. We're getting married.
Well, congratulations are in order.
Man, I've never been happier.
Well, Patsy's singing a tune about wanting to get married too. But I'm not too sure about that.
Why not? I thought you were happy.
Yeah, of course, she's almost 20 years older than I am.
Is that a problem?
Oh, no. I always like older women. Eh? My first wife was 10 years my senior, so it's definitely not Patsy's age.
So, what is it?
I just don't know that I want to get married again. The last time me and the woman being good, had a few children and so, and as soon as we get married was problems, ended up divorcing.
You should be telling Patsy this.
I don't want to hurt her. I do have strong feelings for her.
Best wishes.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about what's going on in Murundi. Is the village council doing a good job?
Look around and form your own opinion.
Well, I mean, I'm not from here, and I only started frequenting because of Patsy.
That doesn't mean you can't form an opinion.
I think more can be done.
And you think this is because of poor leadership?
I don't know the village chairman or anybody on the council as a matter of fact. But seeing that I'm almost living here part-time, I'm interested.
Well, I'll be going to the next meeting to raise some concerns. It is people like me who keep the councilors on their toes.
When is it? I think I will come.
In a couple of weeks.
Great. I'll ask Patsy to remind me.
Maybe you and I should form a partnership.
Something to think about. A partnership?
Pregnant? Was it planned?
No, Mommy.
Are you sure you're ready for a child, Alexis?
Well, I have to be ready, Auntie Marta. It's not like I have a choice. I'm already pregnant.
What is Malachi saying?
He's okay with it.
Is he going to send for you before the baby's born?
Yeah, that's the plan.
I want to be there when my first grandchild is born.
I would like to be there too.
Well, y'all have time to apply for visas.
You sure you're going to go before?
Yes, Malachi promised me.
I am surprised you haven't gone yet.
He said the paper's now processing.
I still don't understand what took him so long.
It's going to be okay, Mommy.
Yeah.
Well, I guess congratulations are in order.
Thanks, Auntie Myrtle.
Yeah, I mean, I wish things were different, but congratulations.
Thanks, Mommy.
You sure everything okay, though?
Yeah.
You're happy?
I am.
All right.
Y'all don't worry about me. Things will get better because of this baby. Don't worry.
Simon, now that I've spoken to you, I really think you should be on the village council at some point. You're bursting with ideas, man.
Thank you.
So hear what? That NDC meeting in a couple of weeks, I'm going to definitely come to back you up.
I'd appreciate that. Though they may look at you as an outsider.
Oh, irrelevant. The people of this village should be happy they have people with vision ready to help.
I agree.
So I'll be there.
Okay.
You realize we've been sitting here for the last 3 hours?
Yeah. Doesn't even feel like it.
Wow! Who is that vision of loveliness who just walked in?
Who?
Look there!
Oh. That's Catalina, my ex.
That's your ex?
Yes. Let me introduce you. Catalina! Catalina!
Mommy, look, Simon's calling you.
Calling who? Alexis, look, we just come here to buy some food. I don't have time with Simon.
Maybe it's something important.
I don't care. Me and Pepper.
Catalina!
Oh, Mommy, go and see what he wants. I'm going to order the food.
All right.
Hi, dear.
Simon.
I was just calling you to introduce you to my friend here. This is Mr. Howard Horace Jackson.
Oh, you're Sister Patsy's fella?
That I am.
Catalina, pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you too.
He was admiring you when you walked in.
Flattered.
Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
Thank you. I'm here with my daughter.
Did Pepper speak to you?
She told me that the two of you are getting married. And not that that's any of my business.
Well, we will appreciate it if you would join us in the celebration.
Well, now you being funny. Enjoy the rest of the day, gentlemen.
Take care, dear.
Nice meeting you, Catalina. Now, what did you do to mess that up?
All that glitters is not gold.
Is that so? Well, all the more reason I'm holding on tight to my Patsy.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Did you know that you are entitled to quality health care, regardless of your age, race, nationality, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, or lifestyle? As a patient, you are to be served with courtesy, dignity, and compassion, and receive information about your health and treatment. Unless required, your medical records should remain confidential. Comforting Hearts, Family Awareness, Consciousness Togetherness Fact, and United Bricklayers have provided psychosocial support to Region 6 for the past 20 years and remain committed to having you actively participate in decisions regarding your health. You also have a responsibility to be truthful about your health status, remain respectful to those who are working hard to help you, and comply with your treatment. For more about your patient's rights and responsibilities, please contact Comforting Hearts on 333-4722 or their office at 616 Kohlberg Street, New Amsterdam, or FACT on 335-3889 or their office at 7283 No. 78 Caverton, Burbies, or United Bricklayers on 333-2483, 333-3322, or their office at 25 Charles Place, New Amsterdam. Your health is yours. Handle with care.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.